The medical marijuana bill discussed at a public hearing had expected supporters and some unexpected ones. An out-of-state Republican who calls himself a law and order conservative thinks Wisconsin should legalize medical marijuana. Former Maryland lawmaker Don Murphy was the lead sponsor of a law similar to one proposed in Wisconsin.
State laws like this do not protect patients from federal arrest. But because 99 out of 100 arrests are made at the state and local level, this bill would be 99% effective in protecting your patients here in Wisconsin.
Joining Murphy at the hearing was a Florida man who for 23 years has used federally provided marijuana to ease the pain of bone tumors. Irvin Rosenfeld is one of only 8 living patients in the government's compassionate use program. Rosenfeld showed Wisconsin lawmakers a tin full of marijuana cigarettes, then told them he smokes up to a dozen a day. He says it has not hindered his career as a successful stockbroker and weekend sailing instructor.
I go through 11 ounces of marijuana every 25 days, which is quite a bit. I get no euphoria from it.
Pleas for legalization of medical marijuana use were countered with concerns about recreational abuse. Longtime user Rosenfeld says he does not support making the drug legal for those who are not sick. And the sponsor of the bill, Oshkosh Republican Greg Underheim, says a state-issued card would limit use. People with such a card could legally possess, but not grow, 2.5 ounces of doctor-recommended marijuana for things like AIDS, chronic pain, and cancer.
Once you are no longer a chemotherapy patient, the card becomes void, and you are no longer legal to possess the marijuana.
The Wisconsin Medical Society says large, well-controlled studies need to be done before the group could consider supporting such a proposal. Rosenfeld says he's living proof marijuana works and contends the government has resisted doing medical studies, which might conflict with a tough drug enforcement stance. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.